Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. So Timmy Long joins me from our Cork studio now. And I spotted his tweet recently that said, graduation night tonight, 6 hard years of college. The first in my family to have completed a college course. And most definitely not the last. Tonight's ceremony is online. Not the same as hoping the kids could have seen me on stage. However, I am very grateful. I just knew I had to speak to this fella. Timmy, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. So congratulations are in order. An honours degree. Amazing. Yeah. Can I ask you, Timmy, what's the plan? What are you going to do with it?
At the moment, I'm just looking at different job opportunities that are there for me. So, and just hopefully the right one will come in. And
brilliant.
I can go with that.
Well, you're giving yourself that chance with that degree. And you spent 6 years in college. How did you find it?
It was tough, you know. The first 2 years I would have been in further education just to get me ready for third level education. And previous to that, then I would have been in the education system within the prison and different things, you know.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because the journey to college was very different to most students, Timmy. You learned to read in prison.
Yeah, well, my reading and writing skills would have been very, very basic, you know. I wouldn't have known things like, I actually didn't know the months of the year or the alphabet or, and just basic things like that. And if I was reading an article or anything like that in the newspaper, I'd probably start at the bottom or just look at the pictures and trying to gain an understanding of what it actually meant, you know.
And you did your junior cert at 32, is that right?
I was about 32. I'd done the equivalent of a junior cert inside in prison. And that would have been a FITAC level 3.
Yeah, I know it. Can we talk about what led you to this place? Can you tell me about your childhood in Cork, first of all?
Well, I grew up with my mother, who was a single parent, my two younger brothers. And it was, you know, we grew up in I was born in 1981, and the 80s were tough times for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a lot of poverty. You know, there weren't many jobs around anywhere. And in the family home, mental health, my mother's mental health was very, very poor. Mm-hmm. You know, it was bad. And she really, really struggled. And then she had 3 young boys as well to bring up her own. So, as you can imagine, it must have been really, really difficult for her.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But it was also very, very difficult for myself and my brothers. Like, and, you know, there wouldn't have been very much time for you to really learn how to become the right, you know, to live in the world.
Put you on the right path.
Exactly,
yeah.
You know.
Now, you were sent to prison for a number of years for assault and robbery. What was... How old are you when that happened?
That happened probably 11 years ago. Mm. The night it happened, we were using drugs and we were using benzos and drink with it. No, there's no excuse for anything that happens, and I just want to clarify that. You know, there's no excuse for anyone becoming a victim of a crime or an assault or anything like that. And I will never kind of make an excuse for any of these things, you know. It was just a really, really mad night of alcohol and drugs, and it ended up in people getting hurt, and, you know, it's just something that I have to live with, you know.
You had left school early, and then you find yourself, you know, getting into the world of crime, and then you're in prison. But something, I mean, you don't hear very often, but something amazing happened in prison. Mm. I mean, when did you start thinking about education and you wanted to go and go back to school, so to speak?
Well, I knew I wanted to live a different life, you know. At this stage, you know, I had a young family, and I had a partner that really cared and loved for me as well at the time. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted something different. And I knew I couldn't go back into the life I was after, living of crime and drugs and all this. So I decided to try to educate myself, and I went from there in the prison system, and I just started at the lowest level I could get, and just tried to work my way up, and just keep myself busy. Keeping myself busy was also a very important factor for me being in the education system.
Well, Timmy, let's not be coy about it, because let's just talk about that achievement. Because while in prison, you completed FETEC Level 3 and 4 courses, as well as the Leave and Cert and multiple personal development courses. I mean, you were, it looks like you were really wanting to change your life and do something else. How did those achievements feel?
That's a good question, you know. Like, at the same time, now I'm in the education system, I'm also in early recovery, and I'm dealing with a lot of issues that would have happened in my past. You know, I'm dealing with a lot of shame and guilt from my actions during whilst in addiction, you know, and involved in crime and stuff. You know, so I had so many different things going on inside my head, you know. It was crazy. Let's just say it was a really crazy time. But while I was there, I interacted with every single service that was available to me in terms of the psychologist in the prison, the counsellors. I just, everything that I thought would be good enough, good to help me to grow as a human being and understand myself a little bit more.
Yeah. It sounds like you finally had a chance to do that. This is a mad question, but were you kind of relieved to be in prison and be off the streets and be in a place where you could just stop for a second and talk about, you know, what was going on in your life, get the education that you obviously craved internally? How did that feel, you know, being in there and finally just everything stopping and you're just all of a sudden really focusing on yourself and your well-being?
It was a relief to be away from that, my normal environment, you know, the life of crime and being addicted to drugs and alcohol and all these things, you know. I just had this really good feeling and drive within me that what I was doing was right. I was going down the right road, even though I really, really struggled, you know, with some of the stuff in education, and even with my own stuff at the beginning, you know, I really, really struggled with the belief that I wouldn't be good enough in education, or that I wasn't smart enough and all these different things. You know, they would have been beliefs that I would have had about myself, you know, because not having an education as a young child growing up, you know, you kind of believe that it's not for you because you're either not smart enough or you're not able. So I just keep pushing forward. I had some great people in my life at the time, and they were saying, just take it nice and easy, do what you can, you know. And I just kept going that way, Jennifer, you know. I just kept moving forward with the belief that it will happen, it will come, you know. And
I have to talk about this because while you're in prison, something really significant happened. You got the worst news involving your mom, didn't you?
Yes. At the time, myself and the whole lot of us were in prison, myself and my two brothers, you know, and my mother would have been at home on her own in the family home in Cork. And it was the day after her birthday. It was the 3rd of December 2012. There was a knock on my door one morning at about 9:30, and in walked the priest and the chief of the prison, and they told me that my mother was after committing suicide at home. And you know, I was devastated. You know, I was going through a hard enough time as it was, trying to deal with everything, you know, all the emotional stuff, and then to be hit with this, it kind of knocked me back a little bit. But I don't know how crazy this might sound, but I was going through so much at the time, and then for something like this to happen, it kind of took me away from the stuff that I was actually dealing with and brought me to grieving for my mother. You know, it was just a crazy, crazy time. But I was fortunate that I had one of my brothers in the landing with me in the prison, and we were able to be with each other and console with each other and just
And you mentioned there that when you're in prison, you took full advantage of the psychotherapists and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Did it kind of motivate you to open up to them more or keep going? Because your mother obviously never got the help that she so badly needed.
Yeah. You see, while I was in there, I was learning so much about why I was after becoming addicted to alcohol and drugs, and why I was so violent and I had so much anger. And it was all just going back to my own early life and my childhood and the different things that were after happening to me as a child and stuff like that. I needed to be, try to get my head around it,
yeah.
You know. And I was just keeping to myself in the prison. I was just going to AA meetings and just keeping myself sober and clean whilst in there as well. You know, I didn't have the relationship that I would have liked at the time, my mother, because mm-hmm. it would have been difficult with the therapy that I was going through, you know. But, you know, that's just the way things worked out in the end.
Can I ask you, Timmy, when you got out of prison finally, were you worried about leaving, you know, that you could fall back into your old ways? Was there a huge fear there?
Of course.
Yeah.
Definitely, you know, like, it's one thing to stop using alcohol and drugs for somebody that has been addicted to them for so long, but you still have all these behaviours that you would have had all your life. You know, these are the things you have to start on when you come out and you go into the population of Cork. You know, you have to start behaving like a civilised person. You know, you can't be going around fighting with everybody, you can't be selling drugs, you can't be getting involved in crime, you know. So all these things I slowly had to kind of integrate into my life when I came out.
How long were you in prison for?
I was in prison for about nearly 3 years.
Okay,
but do you know what? I don't know how many people say this, you know, but for me, I probably needed to be away from my normal environment for that length of time for me to really, really to be able to change. You know, I don't know what I've been able to do with Jennifer if I was at home. Trying to, you know, I loved everything about alcohol and drugs. I loved it all because it really, really helped me to cope with all my stuff. That stuff that I didn't even know I had, because I had no awareness. Mm. You know, the first bit of awareness that I ever really had in my life was just standing inside in a cell and just kind of looking into a mirror and asking yourself, who am I? Like, who is this person standing here in front of me? You know, and just not even knowing who you are, because you've spent the last 20 years of your life caught up in yourself, thinking about alcohol, drugs, gambling, crime, all these different things.
Yeah, and numbing yourself. Tell me about your wife, your rock. Tell me about her.
Well, I will say this without trying to be a hard man or anything, like, because, like, I truly don't think I would have been able to do any of it without her. I don't think I would have gave up the alcohol and the drugs at the beginning, because I didn't want to. The only reason I gave him up is because I wanted her and my two kids more than everything else, even though I was in an awful lot of emotional pain and I didn't understand what was going on for me. I didn't know where feelings were, emotions, all these different things, because I would have blocked them out for so many years, you know, since I was a really young child. But she just stood by me through everything, down through the years, you know. She was always there for me, and today, thank God, finally, I'm really able to see the good that she's after doing for me in my life, and I love her more than anything else in the world, you know. And she's just been there for me through everything, you know. I can honestly say I don't know what I'd be here if I didn't have her in my own life.
She sounds like some woman to stick by you through all of that. That is a lot. Yeah. That is a lot. How old are your kids?
I have a little boy, Jay. He's 9. And my daughter, Georgia, is 13.
Oh, my dear. I say they're very proud of their dad. Can I ask you, what's next for you, Timmy?
At the moment, I'm trying to find somebody. I was looking for a graduate programme with a construction company. Like, I'm nearly 40 years old now. and we'll be 40 in January. And so I was looking for a graduate job with a construction company, but that hasn't happened to date. But I'm currently in talks with one construction company about starting with them, maybe as a site manager, and hopefully that will work out, and I can go from there and just
Amazing.
Learn. I just want to work and make something for myself and build some form of future for my son and my family. You know, that's my aim. You know, and just
it's
try to
aim.
Do as much good as I can in my community. And we also have myself and a friend of mine, James Leonard. We have a podcast at the moment. It's called the Two Norries Podcast. And we just cover topics like recovery, addiction, just mental health issues, which are massive, particularly now at the moment with all the restrictions and stuff, COVID-19. And we just bring on people that are in recovery themselves, recovering addicts and alcoholics. And we have a few academics on the show as well, and they just talk about why people become addicted to substances and alcohol and different things, and they talk about childhood trauma, and you know, it's a very, very helpful podcast in terms of if anybody's struggling with any form of addiction, you know, it just gives them somebody to relate to, you know. In early recovery, it was very difficult for me because I was trying to figure out, you see, was I on my own still?
And relate to people, yeah. Mm. Yeah, exactly. I'm sure it's a huge help to anybody going through similar situations, just to hear other people who've been through it, been there,
exactly.
Done that. Absolutely. Well, it's called the Two Norries. It's with yourself and what's your friend's name?
James Leonard.
James Leonard. We have to give him a mention. And to you and to your wife and to your son and your daughter, I wish you the very best in the future. And I just think you are phenomenal. You've done amazing work on yourself and work that not a lot of people could do in a short space of time. I know it's happened over years, but the work you've done sometimes takes people 20, 30 years to get done. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's lovely to hear. And I'm so delighted
you
came
much.
On the show. Thanks, Timmy.
Thanks a million,
Jennifer.
Bye,
love.
God
bye.
Bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. That is Timmy Long. What an amazing story.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.